Welcome once again to Leto's Law. Here's Steve Leto.
We've all seen those really bad parking jobs. Somebody parks their car in the dumbest place or in the dumbest manner possible. I actually wrote an article for Opposite Lock years ago because where I lived, I had a parking space in a parking lot I had to share with others. Never again. And I had somebody who didn't understand the idea that you're supposed to put space between cars. And but this is even better, and it made the BBC. Toby sent it to me. French member of parliament left red-faced after parked car blocks train. So if you're going to park your car someplace, we hear about cars being stuck on train tracks. But this French MP actually just parked his car on the train tracks and then went to watch a game. So it can be tempting to take a risk on parking in a hurry, but one French MP has shown why it's always worth checking where you've left the car. And the question, of course, is, do you not know you've parked on train tracks? What kind of tracks are you following? These are train tracks. You must be trying to catch a train. Well, Jean LaSalle, who is 65 years old, was late to watch his son's rugby match in the southwestern town of Bordeaux on Sunday. I'm close on that. I know I am. I'm guessing the S is silent, B-E-D-O-U-S. I got a few French speakers in my audience. Please let me know. He said, I was late, and I saw this magnificent place, and I parked there, he told local news outlet France Bleu. And that, of course, is the question. We've also all been there, where you're driving through a parking lot in an unfamiliar place or a town, and you see the dream spot right in front. Right in front, there's the dream spot. The question is it a legal parking spot or not? And we've all been there. You pull in, and then you see a little sign that says reserved for such and such. Can't park there. But after finding his magnificent place, his mistake soon became clear because the police approached him during the match. So when the police come looking for you because you parked your car funny, often they just write a ticket. But the police came, and they explained the situation to me, and I suddenly realized. It dawned on him. What were those things on which I parked my car? Maybe they were train tracks. Mr. LaSalle is an independent MP who ran in the last 2017 election, was told his car had been left on a level crossing railroad. And as if to add to the jeopardy, the police said his vehicle was currently blocking a passenger train. In other words, he didn't just park his car on the tracks. There was a train that came to a complete stop, waiting for his car to move. Whole trainload of people and a conductor looking at the car. Did the car break down? No. Is there someone in the car? No. So the conductor calls the police. The police go and find the man. So I suppose they're lucky they found him. He's even luckier they didn't just decide to just take that grade at speed. I was totally surprised, he told a newspaper. He was then driven to the scene of the holdup where he quickly moved his car. He said, the train was indeed at a standstill. I apologized to the passengers. Everyone was very nice. Now, here's the thing. He's being political here. I doubt that everyone was nice. And if I was in a train and the conductor came out and said, hey, I'm really sorry we had to make an unscheduled stop here. You don't know if you're going to pull out the old cliches about politicians feeling entitled or about politicians not caring or about politicians being stupid or all of the above. Who knows? But I doubt that everyone was very nice in the sense that, oh, that's okay. You inconvenienced all of us. We don't. That's okay. You had a rugby match to go watch. And you couldn't find a parking space, and you were in a hurry. That's okay. That's okay. So he said, fortunately, the visibility from the train was good, and there was no danger. There was no danger. Only because the conductor woke up and, whoa! He did say, I have no excuse. It's been 2 years since that line opened, and I even inaugurated it. It's a big mistake. So this is the guy who actually cut the blue ribbon or smashed a champagne bottle, whatever they do, to open a new line for a train. Now, he did get away without a fine, but he had a suggestion for how they could avoid this in the future. He said, if I had a driver like many of my peers, that would not happen. If I had a driver. Oh, he's saying if he had his own driver, he could have solved this because his driver could have dropped him off at the game and then either orbited or gone and found a parking place, and he could call the guy and say, hey, come get me, and the driver would come back and get him. So he's basically saying, as a man of the people, he does not have a driver. Therefore, these kind of mistakes happen. That's the roundabout way he's getting at it. And I'm not buying it. I just think it was a knuckleheaded thing to do. And I don't understand. Some people aren't car people, okay? I do know the people who say, I buy a car, I drive it. When was the last time you popped the hood? Me, myself? Pop the hood? Never. If someone bet you $20 and popped the hood and said, point to the alternator, could you? You know, that kind of thing. So it's possible this guy's not a car guy. Might not be a car guy, but he likes driving. However, the bigger point is this. I'm assuming that he parked crosswise across train tracks. I doubt that he was driving with, like, on the train tracks and parked on them. I'm suspecting he was parked crosswise, okay? So that means that the train tracks come under one side and go out the other. Or they come under this side and go out that way. But the train tracks did intersect the car. Meaning that, regardless of how he got out of the car, how he exited the car, he pulled up, parked his car, realized, if he thought about it, that there's no cars parked this way, no cars parked this way. Okay? As he opens up the door of his car and goes to step out of the car, and again, you don't have to be a car person to look where you step. You step out of the car, and there's a train track there. Now, I understand that some train tracks aren't all as obvious as other train tracks in that there are train tracks, the ones I used to hang out on when I was a little kid, where the train tracks were far away from the residential streets, and the residential streets all came to a stop, and where the train tracks crossed roads, there were bridges and those kinds of things. But if you went to the train tracks, there were actual, the tracks themselves are, you know, this tall, and it goes up and out like this, and then there's ties, and there's two of them. You have to step over them, and then there's these ties that are soaked in creosote, and there's rocks and the railroad spikes that, you know, hammer the rails into the ties, and you couldn't drive your car over them without, you know, bouncing over them. And I understand that obviously these train tracks here were set in such that they weren't that obvious sticking up. So he didn't bounce over these when he parked. But again, when you open up the door of your car, don't you see these train tracks right here? Like, how much of a hurry are you in? Now, I'm guessing that this happened during daylight hours. I could be wrong on that. But it's a rugby match during the day. The train conductor sees the car far enough away to come to a complete stop. So I'm guessing it's during the day. So it's not like he got out of the car in the pouring rain and it was dark and he couldn't see. Okay, so you park your car and you don't realize that there's no other cars parked here because it's train tracks. And you park your car, you open the door, you should see the train tracks, if nothing else. So it's really shocking. And that does explain why a bad parking job made the BBC. Especially when it happened in France. But, you know, parking lots, parking issues are an amazing thing at how troublesome they can be. I can tell you that many times when I go to court, especially on a day where I'm doing traffic stuff for people, it's not uncommon. I see two or three guys standing around in uniforms who are not police officers. They're usually UPS drivers or equivalent, DHL or whatever. And they got tickets. And what happens is a UPS guy pulls in front of a building, runs the side of the package, comes out, and there's a cop writing a ticket. You can't park there. Well, it's here for 30 seconds. You can't park there. And it depends on the city, depends on the mood of the cop, and depends on what their policy is. And some cities say, you know something? We like UPS getting their trucks in and out. Let them do that. As other cities are like, no, it's a source of revenue. I've seen the transactions before where the UPS guy walks up the podium with his uniform on and got to levy a fine of some sort here, and they get hit with it. So it's a sad thing when you see it in that setting, But I guess it probably does depend on a case-by-case basis. But here, the French MP blocked train tracks with his car to go watch a rugby match and did not get a ticket, but he says that that's because he's a man of the people and doesn't have a driver. So there you go. Questions or comments, put them below. I'll talk to you later. Bye-bye.
Thank you for watching Leto's Law.
It's during our darkest moments that we must focus to see the light.